We do.
No, lowering it is not. So then she came in and threw her paper that he gave her.
I don't know if anybody
said he wanted it. So now
I don't. I know. It's crazy.
There's always such chaos in this place.
So everybody will be happy in this place.
Yeah, I'll do it for sure.
And remember who your friends are.
They'll turn on you in the dark.
If you need something, you know, call me.
She had me delete something that I had written rather than read it or submit it.
I can tell you.
You know what I'm thinking of? What she's thinking.
She told me she pulled me aside a couple of hours ago.
Good morning, sir. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Don't know.
You saw the other one?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent. Good morning, Jason.
Thank you. Great. Still after me, huh?
You know that force we've got?
Very, very handy for today's trip.
Yeah. I'll be reading all this. Misuse of public position. Yep. And then bylaws. She's not here.
John?
Kathy Stone.
Kathy Stone, the movie.
She's sick today. She'll probably attend by Zoom.
You know what? It changes me. I can't keep up with it.
Oh, we've had a lot of changes.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make her sick.
You didn't do it.
Look at it.
They're so worried about their titles on their
head. You're way too invested.
Hi.
Two of those big ducks from Trump's.
She called Facebook, or she texted Facebook and said it's bogus.
But some of them,
whoever's sending it, for some reason, I don't know why.
I know, but you know.
Like,
I know.
How are you?
You've got several here worried about their own egos.
I'm having trouble with these.
Thank you.
You're always welcome to come visit me. My doors are always open. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
The Burning Man is staying. I'm resigning. That's okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They want to have brunch. I was the last one of the oldies.
Yeah. Did everything.
And I knew it was coming. I was just hoping we'd get the new ingredient here. Yeah, no.
Well, watching on the tour, back up and decided to have brunch in the store.
Yes. You have traces of the bird and stuff like that. Well, Tracy, I thought she was working out. Wow. Yes.
Are they planning on coming down? Because he just looked like yesterday that he was going to start the car off and take it for a ride around the park.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you. And like I said, my door is always open. So.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get started, just a couple of quick announcements. Please make certain that you silence your cell phones or place them on airplane mode during this meeting so that it doesn't interrupt the Zoom and our meeting. And one thing I'd like to remind you all is that there is a single purpose for this meeting. We will address the issues at hand only. No other topics can or will be discussed. I ask that each and every person remember that every individual in this room is an individual with rights, and they deserve respect and dignity. If you treat them with respect, they will in turn treat you with respect. I'm asking that if you have a personal agenda, regardless of your feelings about the topic at hand, you leave that agenda outside the door. It has no place in this room. This is a professional meeting of a professional board, and we will conduct it as such. So I thank you all for being here. I'm going to give it just a couple more seconds because we are just a few minutes early, and then I'll call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Hi, Linda. Yeah, for a temporary. No, he's got to go back, but it's in the works. Everything's going to be resolved. And he even bought my truck so he could have a nice, you know.
Does he have a driver's license?
He'll be back with me.
Yeah.
He's just working on some cells inside mostly. Yeah. And, I think he's going to pave his in so he can park the truck service. He thought about it. He wanted it last year, but couldn't. But then again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District to order June 21st at 10 a.m. This is a special meeting only, and the agenda will be followed accordingly. I'd like to call for invocation, please.
Good morning. Dear Lord, I'd like to thank you for this day. Now help us to start this meeting with a good attitude and plenty of gratitude for all we have. Help us to make the best of each and every day, and help us to clear our minds so that we make good decisions for the park. Please watch over our military and first responders wherever they are, bring them home safe. Please bless this board, our families, our friends, and our homes, and let us be kind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Will you please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I have roll call, please?
Carol Summers.
Present.
Joe Nocanero. Present. Kathy Stone. Absent. Karen Allen.
Present.
Gary Vinson.
Present.
Mark Boda.
Present.
Becky Ernest.
Present.
David Curtis.
Present.
Thank you. Under chairman announcements, I was given a letter this morning. I'm going to read it to address to the Board of Trustees, Port Malabar Holiday Park. I'd like to address the board, and more specifically, Mr. Boda's concerns and allegations regarding my conduct. First and foremost, the only reason I ran for a seat on the board is because I do have the park's best interest in mind. I assumed the position of chairperson per the bylaws as first chair, and because I do care about the park and its residents, I volunteered to step in as acting DM. Had any other trustee stepped forward, volunteered, or even voiced an interest to take on the DM role and the responsibility, I would have graciously and gratefully stepped aside. In that same vein, I will graciously and gratefully remove myself from this toxic environment and resign from the board. However, before stepping down, I would like to set the record straight with regards to the Beth Koch letter. I received that letter in hand on May 23rd, 2022, despite whether or not an employee took it upon themselves to open and print the email version. I did not accept service. To be clear, I did the exact opposite and refused to look at it first because I did not personally have access to Holiday Park's email account. Second, because I had already communicated that any legal documents must be sent certified mail, return receipt requested. Mr. Boda himself conceived in his second updated memo that when questioned as to why the letter wasn't given to the trustees, my response was because I just got it today. Again, after the letter was read, I was questioned several times as to when I got the letter. My response was, this morning, and that is the only letter I received. Ironically, in that same second memo, Mr. Boda accuses me of acting with callous disregard toward a trustee and the board as a whole for reading Beth Koch's letter, and further inferred that I acted with malice intent to malign, embarrass, and humiliate whatever the alleged claims win. In fact, I acted on the advice of our Holiday Park Council. I made no allegations of my own. Yet, Mr. Boda, you're making unfounded and false allegations about me without any offer of proof, and in doing so, attacking my credibility and integrity. Whose advice are you following? I do not know what your agenda is, Mr. Boda, but I do wish you'd use your voice and energy for the betterment of the park and not to divide and destroy. Sincerely, Karen K. Allen.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
As such, with the resignation of Ms. Allen, there is no reason to continue to hold this meeting. Therefore, the meeting can and shall be adjourned. Thank you.
Really?
That is correct.
We have to have a motion to adjourn.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Chairman?
I make a motion to
I'm
adjourn.
Sorry, please, there's a question. Let him ask his question.
I've printed out Florida statutes relative to whether or not that letter should have been read. It is
Madam
exempt
Chair.
From the Florida Sunshine Law.
Excuse me, just a moment. We have someone.
The meeting has been closed. We haven't made a motion.
We have not made a motion to adjourn the meeting. I'm going to allow him to make his one statement, and then if you have a statement to make, I'll allow that, but we will adjourn. There's no reason to conduct the meeting because we only had one topic to discuss, and that was the allegations that were brought against Ms. Allen. Yes, Mr. Boda, please.
I would like to respond.
I will allow that to happen. Make your statement brief, please. Then you can make your statement and your statement.
Okay, I'll make it as brief as I can. I'll just read one sentence from a communication from Attorney Boone on May 25th. This is a confidential attorney-client communication and exempt from disclosure from Florida public records law. Florida Statute 119.70713, local government agencies exemptions from inspection or copying a public record, all complaints and other records in the custody of any unit of local government which relate to a complaint of discrimination relating to race, color, religion, sex, national origin, or age are exempt. I have one more if you don't mind. Florida Statute 119.071. A public record that was prepared by an agency attorney or prepared at the attorney's express direction that reflects a mental impression, conclusion, litigation strategy, a legal theory of the attorney or the agency that was prepared exclusively for civil or criminal litigation or for adversarial administrative proceedings that was prepared in anticipation of imminent civil or criminal litigation or imminent adversarial administrative proceedings is exempt from Statute 119.07 and Statute 24A, Article 1 of the State Constitution until the conclusion of the litigation or adversarial administrative proceedings. And it in the next section, it says, this exemption is not waived by the release of such public record to another public employee or officer of the same agency or any person consulted by the agency attorney. That letter should not have been read, and it was, for the reasons that we can all basically conclude and were stated. Thank you for letting me read that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Ernest, you had a statement, please?
Let Mark go first.
All right, Mark, would you please respond to the letter?
In response to Ms. Allen's letter, about what I stated in my my letter on the last meeting. In my opinion, an emergency meeting should have been made. And the statement should have been made. Holiday Park has received a letter from Beth Cope, Employment Law, representing Ms. Morris, alleging claims of wrongful termination and sexual harassment by a member of this board. This letter has been forwarded to our attorney and will not, cannot be discussed further. She did not need to read that letter in its entirety. In response to her claiming that she didn't receive anything, didn't receive the letter until the 23rd. On Thursday, May 19th at 10:37 a.m., an email from Holiday Park to Carl Bone from Karen Allen. Please see attached. It was the letter from Beth Koch. Our administrative staff does nothing in that office without direction from a board member. They don't take it upon themselves to put things in people's mailboxes. They don't take it upon themselves to send correspondence to our attorney. On Friday, May 20th, 7:17 a.m., an email response from Carl Bunn to Holiday Park requested applicable employment policies of the district and the follow-up manager's contract. When she claimed she didn't see the letter until the certified mail, that was not the truth. And in fact, on the 19th, when I went in her office, she turned that letter over purposely to hide it from my view. Those are facts.
All right, Ms. Ernest. I'm not done. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
One of the charges was misfeasance, conduct that is lawful but inappropriate. Having the Beth Koch letter read in its entirety instead of acknowledging the letter and the alleged claims at the Board of Trustee meeting on May 23rd. Article 5, a trustee may be removed by the Board of Trustees for misfeasance or malfeasance while in office. The removal of a trustee shall be accomplished only after the chairperson or other presiding officer of the board gives written notice to the trustee whose removal is proposed. Written notice shall set forth the specific reasons for the proposed removal, as well as the date and time of the meeting at which the Board of Trustees will consider such removal. I gave the charges to Ms. Allen at the last meeting in an envelope that had confidential on it. I did not put in that letter the time and date. I brought that up at the meeting so we could set that up. In Article 7, the third paragraph, any officer may be removed by the Board of Trustees at its discretion whenever the board deems that the best interest of the district will be served by such removal. A vacancy in any office shall be filled by the Board of Trustees, and the portion of that term shall be of such office as provided by Article 6 of the bylaws. There are many things that transpired over the course of several weeks. I don't take it lightly. I think Ms. Allen did the best she could. And as I said before, none of us on this board is qualified to sit back in that office as the district manager.
Thank you. Ms. Ernest.
I just want to say that we have all made mistakes. Everyone on this board has made mistakes of some kind. This should now be over and done with, and we need to start working together as a board and as a community. The audience is not without control or whatever. They are without control. The audience needs to please be quiet. If you have something to say, come to the microphone. Don't sigh when somebody gets up because you don't want to hear what's needed to be said or whatever. We are all at fault. We all need to take responsibility for ourselves and what we say. And I think it's time we need to heal our community. This is just wrong. I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I second the motion.
The motion has been made and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are duly adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming. We appreciate your time today.
Six yes, zero no. Before everybody leaves, the tickets for July 4th are on sale in the alcove out here. And also, if you have any interest in signing up for the bus trip to Isla Capri for gambling, that sign up sheet is also in the hall.
We have to move forward as a unit, as a president, as a department. Oh, no, you get an opinion. Why didn't you make your opinion? I didn't want to offend you either. Oh, yes, you're all responsible. And that's why I said, with respect, we treat each other with respect. Whenever you come up, just let me know so that I don't. Wednesday, you come on Wednesday. Oh yeah, I know this man is here almost every day because he's working on. But I don't want too many people in there. Yeah, it gets crazy. It gets crazy, yes. Yeah, a little bit on Friday would be great. Yeah.